listener production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your local briefing. Investigations are continuing into the fire that ripped through parts of Glenroy Heights Public School in Orange overnight. It's thought to have been contained to the library and admin building, but the school is closed today with students learning from home. Firefighters rushed to the scene on Maxwell Avenue about 10:30 p.m. Neighbouring residents were evacuated, but there are no reports of any injuries. Cowra locals will finally see construction get underway on the new hospital in the coming weeks. In a major step forward, Lipman's been awarded the contract for early works on the $110 million project. In the meantime, some new artists' impressions are giving locals an idea of what the finished product will look like, as well as another chance to provide feedback. Dubbo Regional Council's reassuring its residents that the town water is safe to drink, although in some parts of the city it might have an earthy smell. It's believed to have been caused by raw water coming from the Macquarie River into the treatment plant after the recent floods. New South Wales Health has been informed. In the meantime, though, Council says it has met the required control points for safe drinking water and that the smell is improving. And it'll take more than a flood to dampen the community's spirit in Molong. Now a GoFundMe page will ensure they have more than $76,000 to put towards rebuilding sports and recreation facilities around town. Many Central West businesses have chipped in for the cause, titled Help Rebuild Molong, donating proceeds from pop-up sales. Kate Greenwood runs Molong's Greenwood Designs and says community resilience has relied on local businesses being able to pivot in dire times.
You just got to think differently, and how can we continue to do what we are doing in business, but how can we also contribute to our local community?
Taking a look at sport, our Western under 16 cricket reps will be hoping for better luck after Christmas after losing all three of their Bradman Cup clashes at the weekend. Down on the south coast, they were bested by Riverina, Greater Illawarra and the ACT. The competition reconvenes on January 3 in Lake Macquarie.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.